Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if Amabavis is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under the influence of whatever you receive us, we appreciate the brain time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right, and probably mention the name Trump
9
once or twice. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and welcome to the evil-ass white sausage dick empire.
Sausage dick empire. Well, I guess it's not all bad, right?
No.
You mean little tiny Vienna sausage.
Oh, yes.
Dick empire.
I meant sausage as a pejorative.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. Yes. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on... Shame on you. You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
George Bush in the news today.
Oh, yeah, everybody's just sucking his dick.
Took a little bit of a spray shit in the direction of Donald Trump.
Isn't it amazing that we can have a politician say something like, oh, yeah, I support the freedom of the press. It's very important. And all of a sudden they get
patted on the back for it.
They get a toothless blowjob from the whole country. Didn't he lie us into a war?
The good old days.
Man, fuck him.
Before the Orange Reich. Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you feel like it. Communicating with us live at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving/crabdiving.
Oh, shit.
Where all the cool kids hang out. Possibly angry kids.
Oh, yes.
But all very warm and embracing liberals. Just don't be a Trump supporter.
Oh, right.
You may not enjoy our page.
I think Donald Trump is fucking up how we look at other shitty GOP people.
Well, he said they took over the GOP. This that alt-right, that Bannonite, Trump-esque. I think Bannon's just using Trump. Bannon and Putin.
But George Bush is still shitty.
Oh, yeah.
He's very shitty.
Well, sure.
I mean, he's responsible for the deaths of lots and lots of
people. But he's likable.
Yeah.
Unlike Cheney, who slithers out from some kind of a deep, dark cave.
Do you know why Bush is likable, though? I don't think it has anything to do with, like, who he is as a person. I think it has more to do with, like, he...
No, he's kind of got that affable.
He's
kind of,
affable.
Aw, shucks, kind of thing going on.
Yeah. He's still an evil motherfucker.
Without the Mike Pence creepy.
Yeah.
Like Mike Pence does that same aw, shucks, guy next door kind of stuff. But
deep
like
down,
I say, he looks
this...
like he should have a Puritan hat on.
Right. But deep down, he's the same.
Who?
Bush is the same as Trump, as the same as Paul Ryan, as the same as all.
Not the same as Trump.
Right wing nut jobs. They're just, Trump is just bombastic.
Not the same as Trump. But if Bush were still governor of Texas, I have no doubt that he would be licking Trump taint.
Absolutely. He is just as bad as Trump.
He can be sanctimonious now that he is off finger painting.
My point is, these GOP people, are shitheads, and Trump is making them look better than they are. And I think we need to all stop jacking off George
Bush.
Well,
at some point, they're gonna realize that the hot, toxic, radioactive potato that they are running with is going to make their balls fall off and wither and die and shit. And they're all going to go down with him.
Right.
And that's when the point when they're going to start just bailing on him. When his numbers keep going down, his negatives keep going up, and he can get up there and circle jerk the alt-right as much as he wants, but they still only represent 18 to 20%.
Thank God.
Of the entire people in the United States of America.
Fuck you.
The northern Rust Belty aggrieved white people,
the racists
who flipped from Obama. I don't think they're racist. It's not their prime thing. But
they voted for Trump, though.
They flipped from Obama to Trump because they believed the jobs bullshit and add in a little, you know, flavor of vodka with WikiLeaks and emails and all this. And there's a story. I'll get to it as soon as I can open my fucking spreadsheet. But there's a story that somehow Russia, they basically said, oh, yeah, we got. They call them information troops. I mean, they're waging war.
We have dossiers.
They're waging war with the world, with these cyber bullshit. Not just hacking, not illegal stuff.
Right.
But they're hiring these legions of social media posters and commenters and all that shit to share and disseminate all of their bullshit.
Putin's doing everything Dick Cheney wish he could have done. You know.
Jealous.
What's his face? Admiral John Poindexter, who was part of the fucking Iran-Contra scandal, was supposed to head up something called the Total Information Act way back when. It was after 9/11 and it went away. But it's the same kind of shit that Putin's doing. You know, it's just gathering information
about
people.
Yeah.
And using it against them and whatever.
Putin's
ahead
of us in the future wars. Yeah. He's apparently ahead of the United States, more advanced in using the information age.
Yeah. Trump is just so weird. He's like a guy. He's like a really good speaker in the sense that he has great timing and can make really stupid people pay attention. But like, he's very similar to our existing GOP leaders. He's homophobic. He's racist. He hates unions.
Now,
What do you mean? He's always been racist.
Well, racist. Yeah. A homophobic, I don't think he gives a shit.
You don't
shit
think
about.
He's been homophobic?
No, I don't think he cares.
Fucking
I don't think
rich,
he cares.
Elite New York motherfuckers throw off the F word.
Doesn't care.
Just like that. No.
Doesn't care. I think he knows some homos that he likes. He doesn't care. Especially, he's way into the Hollywood.
Right.
You know, there may be a gay person
Let
or two.
Let me ask you something. He doesn't care.
There may be a gay person or two in Hollywood.
Yeah. Right. But, like, what if Barron was gay?
Well, he'll...
His kid.
He'll
lose
have
his mind.
Melania thrown off the top of the tower. No, I don't think he cares. I really don't think he cares about that one, to be honest with you. I think there's a few social justice issues. I think abortion. I think he's probably financed a few.
Oh, yeah.
In his 70 years. And either for him or Uday or Kusei. And I think I'm just speculating, but I don't think he cares about that. I think he evolved, quote unquote, on that one when he decided his best shot at the presidency was the GOP.
Yeah.
I think he could have been like the Bernie if he would have gone populist.
He's too stupid.
If he would have gone populist lefty.
Yeah.
Instead of populist insane.
But Bernie's not dumb, though.
Nazi righty. Well, right.
Bernie's message wasn't without substance.
But he would have appealed to that crowd, is what I'm saying. That Trump could have, you know, there were enough of the gray area independents that were into, that said they'd either vote for Bernie or for Trump. Remember during the primaries? It was like, wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What? But, you know, there was some overlap there. But then Trump realized that, you know, his only means to really get in there was to kind of jump on the GOP train, or at least lie to the people about it. And then he turns out to be, because he's surrounded by all these lunatic right-wing nut jobs who pushed him there. I don't think he's an ideologue at all. I don't think...
I think he's a fucking racist at heart?
I think... I said before, he's... I'll give you racist.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the other stuff, I don't think he gives fuck all. I think he wants to be worshipped and loved.
Right.
And especially by the rich and the Robin Leach crowd.
Hello.
Champagne wishes, caviar dreams. Look that one up, kids. It's an ancient show from the 90s, 80s, right. 90s.
It's part
probably
of the
80s. That
the
horrible.
Robin Leach generation is part of the why we have Trump now. Because we wanted to suck the dick of rich people. We made a television program to celebrate the uneven distribution of wealth in this country, and people loved it. That's insane.
Because that's the American dream. It's the American dream now, right? That people are, pissed off.
Yeah. Hey, listen, but to George Bush, congratulations on saying that you believe in a free press, and congratulations for lying us into a war. Thank you.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, February 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Still one of my favorite counter protests was that guy. He was walking
behind. Was brilliant.
He was walking behind some asshole open carry dickwads in Texas.
That's right.
Who big fat waddling street cowards who feel like they have to go to the fucking Chipotle and order a wrap just with their fucking AR-17 strapped to their balls.
That's the Chipotle culture, is it? Like open carry.
That's their Thursday night special night. They're going to Chipotle. That's high class. That's like Olive Garden.
What happened?
One step below Olive Garden. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. That's really special occasions. That's
Chipotle's expensive, actually. Isn't it like $8 for a fucking burrito? That to me is a lot for a fucking burrito. Flour and ground beef and vegetables.
That's their fancy eating.
Yeah. What happened to these open carry fucknuts, by the way? That was like the biggest thing in the news for a while, and they went away. What happened?
Oh, they're still around, but they figure they don't have to go out and protest because they think they won.
They did. They kind of won for now.
They kind of did.
Yeah, you guys won.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post.
Suck my dick.
The headline shows, that is a map. There's a glare on my screen. I'm like, what are all these pink dots just on this? There's nothing there. There's actually a very faint map.
Yes.
But under it, of the United States of America.
Bucky.
And these dots represent,
Bucky.
I'm assuming.
Freedom.
I'm assuming they represent hate crimes because the headline says, hate wave, over a dozen more Jewish orgs threatened.
Oh, my God.
God bless America.
Yeah, get rid of that song.
The headline says another wave of bomb threats hits Jewish community centers and schools. The fifth wave of threats that community centers across the nation have received since the start of the new year.
Wow. Jeez.
More bomb threats forced evacuations in at least 13 states over the weekend. At least 13 Jewish community centers, 7 day schools in Alabama, North Carolina, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Florida, Maryland, Michigan, Virginia, Rhode Island, and Delaware.
Guys, see what we can do when we get an apocalyptic Nazi in the White House? See what we can do?
They all received these threatening phone calls.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the fifth wave of threats that they've received since the start of the new year. So they all get these calls in a day, in a wave of these calls. It's not like, one got one on Tuesday. It's like it seems to be a coordinated, possibly concerted effort.
Great. Geez. So did these racists, did they use this election to get organized or something?
No, I think they were organized. Oh, I just think they before, when you play whack-a-mole,
right.
Now nobody's whacking the mole.
Yeah, nobody's upset.
Whacking off the mole. I mean, they feel like they don't have to. That's that non-PC culture, right? I don't have to be PC no more, which means I can run around and say the N-word and hate fags and shit.
Yeah, you can say that all you want. Just you should expect repercussions.
Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, said that sometimes community centers and day schools are co-located or near each other. They're threatening kids.
No, that's nice.
These kids might have...
Good God.
They might have kids in these community centers and stuff. They often house preschools and elder care programs.
See, like, this is why it's important... excuse me, God. Donald Trump say things like, you know, the Holocaust involved Jewish people and anti-Semitism. You know what I mean? I mean, God damn it.
So there are 166 official JCC Association locations in the United States and Canada. 68 of them have thus far received bomb threats.
Oh, my God.
Some more than once.
So they get all these threats at once on the phone. Or all these places are threatened at once.
It says... they come in waves, often feature a disguised robotic voice.
Oh, creepy.
Do you want to hear one?
Is it Mr. Roboto from the
Stress at Albert Community Center? And this was quite dramatic because they have preschoolers who come here around 9 a.m. right when this threat came in, and they were all evacuated out.
Well,
and in some cases, panicked.
I don't know who this reporter is.
Yes.
But she looks like... she's in the evening gown competition.
Okay.
In some Jeez. Sort of, I mean, I'm sure she's very intelligent, but goddamn, she's really dressed oddly formal,
right?
Sleeveless, shoulderless, kind of blue dress kind of thing. Like,
that's
she looks
what
like she
wear.
Should be walking red carpet, not doing a new live news report from a bomb threat at a Jewish center. It's
That's
odd.
What you wear. That's what you wear when you report on a hate crime.
Let me see if I can find where this call is in this news report. Maybe this is it.
You try not to buy into the
people from all.
Oh, that's somebody who
safe
want to talk.
And self evacuate here.
A robot voice?
As canines combed through the building for.
I'll do it.
Here we go.
We are.
It's a C4 bomb. There's a lot of crap. Looks like a brick. Surrounded by a bag.
Yes.
Emergency.
What the fuck is that?
It's a C4 bomb with a lot of shrapnel surrounded by a bag. Then it's inaudible.
In a short time, a large number of Jews are going to be slaughtered.
In a short time, a large number of Jews are going to be slaughtered.
Their heads are going to be blown off from the shrapnel. There's a lot of shrapnel.
Yeah.
And the shrapnel.
Their heads are going to be blown off from the shrapnel. There's a lot of shrapnel.
We want to deport Muslims. And...
There's going to be a bloodbath that's going to take place in a short time.
It's going to take place. In a short time.
I think I told you enough. I must go.
Why does it sound so fucking weird?
They did something to their voice. There's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to take place in a short time. I think I told you enough. I must go.
Okay.
God. I think it's a woman.
That's the person who had answered the phone call. Previously, they say that some of the calls featured a voice disguised by a pitch-changing program. It sounds female. But it could be...
It's auto-tuned.
But it could be a dude.
Yeah.
A freelance forensic audio analyst...
Yes?
Said that the caller actually was likely male, possibly with an accent from Brooklyn or the surrounding New York area. And they even thought that they could... identify the downloadable application that they use
I
to disguise the voice.
Did they leave little audio clues or clues in the?
He thinks he knows. They said they use downloadable applications to download the voice. So there you go. I mean, that's Welcome to America. God, that's the headline. Damn. The headline over at the HuffPo, which again is weird, given that Trump's daughter and son-in-law are both Jewish. It's really kind of a weird. It's kind of a weird thing that this anti-Semitism wave is kind of okay. You know what I mean? Like Trump finally came out and said, I'm against it, all right? It's very bad. Isn't that what he said? It's very bad. Yeah, it's very bad. Anti-Semitism is very bad.
But aren't his supporters like really fucking stupid? And can't they compartmentalizing? Can't they say, okay, I hate Jewish people. I love Trump. But his daughter converted to Judaism. I don't have to think about that.
His supporters, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
With him.
They're so stupid.
Yeah. With him, I don't get it. I mean, unless he's just listening to Bannon so much. And Bannon's like, look, we all, of course, none of us hate Jews. But, you know.
Right.
You know, the guys that do hate, you know, they vote too.
But if he's, you know. The
and
weird,
we'd like to get their
right,
vote.
Right. But the weird thing about Bannon is him even being there. How did he worm his way into the White House? I mean, if Trump is not an ideologue and doesn't want to turn this country into some sort of apocalyptic hellscape, then why does he have a guy who's his chief strategist that wants to tear us down?
Bannon knows how to whisper Trump.
But what?
Some kind of weird, weird kind of bromance that Trump was... Just got a Svengali kind of weird thing going on, or a Rasputin.
I mean, does Trump like fall in with people that he wants to work with because he shares their vision or because he fucking likes them? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out Bannon.
I think people can't hang around Trump. Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
oh, the only person that can handle it is this fatalistic Nazi fuck.
Well, and he can control Trump.
Yeah,
but we talked about. Did we talk offline about the way
Crab Diving offline
that Steve Bannon even dresses?
Yeah.
Is a fuck you. Trump doesn't control me.
Oh, he's a big fat slob
because Trump is notoriously picky. Look what he did to Spicy about that.
Yes.
He didn't like that suit that first day. That ill fitting pinstriped light gray suit.
Right.
And that's what bothered Trump. Not the fuck ups, not the lies, not all the tap dancing. The one thing that bothered Trump about Spicy's first press conference was that suit, that ugly suit.
Maybe Bannon has something on Trump.
And you're supposed to dress like a woman, right?
Right.
We heard that.
Yes. You don't think Bannon has a video of Trump getting shit on?
Maybe
some, like,
Putin sent him a copy of the arcing urine over the bed.
Gross.
From Moscow.
Right.
Maybe they're into it together. Maybe it plays right into Putin's hands.
Yeah, yeah.
The decimation and destruction that Bannon wants to inflict upon. What did he say at CPAC? Deconstruction.
Yeah.
He wants to deconstruct everything.
Who the fuck wants to do
that? Nice way of saying blowing shit up.
I don't even want to hear my favorite baseball team talked about in those fucking terms. Not my fucking country.
Right.
But that makes sense if you think about who his nominees are for the cabinets, whose appointments. That Pruitt guy hates the fucking EPA.
Right?
I mean, I don't know.
Rick Perry wanted to get rid of the Department of Energy.
How could he
realized it actually did stuff.
He wanted to get rid of something that he didn't even fucking understand.
Right.
And then after he was in charge of it, he still didn't fucking understand that it was nuclear weapons.
At least he admitted it, though. I'm amazed by that, where he was like, you know, when I said that during the campaign, I didn't realize everything that the Department of Energy did.
Well, I mean, dude, I mean, look at him with that syrup bottle, and you've seen him on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he looks like a fucking yokel.
But I mean, you're running for president, and
is he stupid?
He just admitted,
as shit?
Yeah, he just admitted his ignorance. His proud, beaming, smiling, grinning, flamenco dancing ignorance.
He's the fucking quarterback, probably from the high school football team.
Oh, he was
He literally was. Yeah. He was the idiot jock. I think and now he's in charge of our nuclear weapons. Yeah,
probably like king of the homecoming.
What's wrong with our country?
All that bullshit.
Those people are supposed to grow up, get old, get fat.
And turn into...
die young from a
Al
heart attack.
Al Bundy.
Right. We're not supposed to hear from them again.
It's supposed to be their glory days.
And all the nerds are supposed to take over and make everything all right.
Wow.
What happened?
Nerds aren't type A's.
Yeah.
Nerds don't want to rule the world. Only the ones with the tiny little testicles that
the
have mommy
nerds.
Issues
yeah, yeah.
are the ones that need to take over the world.
Right.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, these increasing hate wave. Thanks, Donald. Thanks, Trump.
We have hate waves now. We used to not have that.
Over,
no, we've had hate waves.
Over at the Drudge Report. Oh, God. This is the big issue. First of all, congratulations to Moonlight for eventually winning the Oscar. You know, this shit with the whole envelopes. I don't care. It just seems... They're talking about a fiasco and oh my god.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, right. I mean, it's a bunch of celebrity millionaires.
Who fucking cares?
Reaching around and just touching each other's nether regions. It's usually more political. This year, I'll give them credit.
Was it Faye Dunaway and...
It was Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty.
Right.
Where, if you don't know what we're talking about, they were handed the envelope for Best Picture.
Yes.
Warren Beatty opened it, flubbed a little, and... because it said on his card, Emma Stone for La La Land.
Right.
And when you see the envelope, when they zoom in on the envelope.
Yes.
Forensically zoomed in on it. You can see it's for actress in a.
So he got the wrong one.
So he was handed the wrong one. So he opens it up. He looks at it and he's befuddled. He's 80.
He can't
Let's not
see.
Forget. You can see he's having trouble seeing. I'm not saying his mind's gone, but he looks at it and is.
I mean, I'd be nervous.
Is confused. Faye Dunaway. Goes, oh, you,
God.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he shows it to her, and it looks to me, my interpretation.
Yes.
It looks like he is like, I think, like he's showing it to her, like, this doesn't make sense, kind of showing it to her. She takes it as, oh, he wants me to read it. And all she sees is La La Land, ignoring the Emma Stone part. And she goes, La La Land into the mic, da 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 music. Producers, yeah. Hugs, people jump up to the stage, and a couple of speeches.
Yeah.
They were a couple of speeches in. Meanwhile, in the
That's
background,
great.
Warren Beatty's like talking
right,
to producers
right.
and toadies and people from the Oscars, and they're looking at the card.
No.
And then the PricewaterhouseCoopers accountants.
They fucked up!
Come out, and they're like, ooh, I don't think this is... And then finally, they realize...
I love it.
It was... Oops.
Oh, God.
They read the wrong one.
There's nothing better than watching rich white people become very disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Steve Harvey's like, thank you. No longer.
Oh, my God.
No longer.
All those sad faces thought they won a big statuette. They didn't. They just got to make a lot of money doing a movie.
PricewaterhouseCoopers.
You fucked
has
up.
Has been doing the accounting for the Academy Awards since 1934.
You're fired!
I think that was the year Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was it really?
I think so. I don't know why I remember that. That they have apologized.
Nah.
I apologize.
Fuck you. You fucked up.
For giving the wrong envelope.
You stupid fucking assholes.
To Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway before they erroneously announced La La Land.
Your job
as Best Picture
is to make sure these old, feeble, one percenter, fucking barely alive fucking actors can open the envelope and read the name. And you failed. That's all you had to do. They fucked up.
Tim Ryan, U.S. Chairman, Senior Partner of PwC, said, at the end of the day... we made a human error.
Ah, you are fucking fired. Hey, cunt, let me tell you something. If I worked for you as an assistant and I fucked up like this, you would fire me and I would be without a fucking job.
Well, I don't necessarily know that Tim Ryan, U.S. Chairman, Senior Partner, was the guy that wielded the envelopes. Oh. I'm thinking it was a couple of other toadies,
oh, yes,
of which there may be some repercussions. Because,
yes. But his name's on it.
At one of them.
Yes.
One of the people that come out and do the accountants from PricewaterhouseCoopers wave.
Yes.
One of those people obviously handed them the wrong envelope. They said they have two of them, one that they keep with them.
I love it.
And one for the presenter.
Yeah. It's you know why it's great? Because all these fucking movies are so serious and everything is so important to these rich assholes. This is just...
Here we go.
I would have watched the Oscars. Had I known this was happening, I would have watched. Oh, to see these white guys get punked?
But now you can watch it. You can save yourself 4 hours
on YouTube, right,
of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And feel free to get all the clips. You can watch all the political speeches and all that shit.
Oh, yes.
The Brian Cullinan is the name.
Who is that?
Our partner on the left side of the stage, Brian Cullinan.
Hello.
He handed the wrong envelope to Warren Beatty.
Brian, you're fired.
The second we realized that, we notified the appropriate parties and corrected the mistake after they had already read it and a speech or two had already been started.
To everyone at PricewaterhouseCooper, please hear me. For all of you that go to a coffee shop, and you lean on someone's dick so hard when you get a latte that has skim milk instead of whole. Remember this moment. Were you gracious? No.
No, I'm
probably not.
There may not be a lot of gracious going on. especially when it's an accounting firm, law firm,
God,
that is supposed to be. You're not supposed to make mistakes.
No.
On that kind of scale.
Well, is it that why they're hired?
Well, you know, that's part of the reason, I would
because
think.
Because if you wanted, you know, a bunch of bullshit in an envelope,
you'd
and
have
people reading
coked up actors in the wings being in charge of it, right? Why not?
Yeah.
Put Zoe Deschanel, not that she, I don't know if she does. Who's all coked up?
I have no idea.
I can't think of a I don't know the actors these days that maybe run around being all drugged up.
But fuck them and fuck all those rich people. I love it.
So that's the headline over the Drudge Report still. The envelope, please. Beatty blows it with a question mark. No, Beatty didn't blow it.
Nah. Faye Dunaway kind of came off like an asshole, right? I mean, she didn't really think about what she was doing. She just kind of read something that came off. She saw in the paper. It's great.
But they can't. The fuck are these old people supposed to read these tiny little print?
Here's a guy over at the New York Daily News who's writing that, who's blaming Warren Beatty.
No, you're wrong. Don't blame Warren Beatty. He's a dumb fucking actor. I'm sorry. He's an actor. You want him to read off an index card? He's like 80. Like you said, he's 80 years old. What's he supposed to do?
Oh, this is just mean. The mistake was all Beatty's, and it's because he's an actor. Because of said affliction, Beatty has spent his entire life avoiding having to think at all. His job is to feel, not think.
Oh,
when
God.
Actors think, it really does get in the way. Directors get upset, writers grumble, producers order costly reshoots.
Who is this? Who is this author? He is a fuckhead. Actors think all the time. It's called acting, you fuckhead.
New York Daily News writer Gersh Kuntzman.
Kuntzman?
K-U-N-T-Z-M-A-N.
Yeah, listen, dude.
It's probably Kuntzman.
Gersh, you grew up with that fucking name, that Kuntzman? I don't blame you. I'm sure you're a fucking bona fide dickhead, and you're not pleasant.
So when he was presented with a card that said Emma Stone, La La Land, Beatty didn't know what to do, he obviously couldn't think from years of disuse.
No.
Beatty's brain has atrophied to the size of the box office grosses for Ishtar. Look at that.
God,
look at that.
Huntsman.
Warren Beatty has how many Oscars and has starred in, directed some amazing movies.
Who the fuck
and
is this Huntsman?
Little dick drizzle is like, brings up an Ishtar joke.
Ishtar. Nobody, everyone listening to this show right now is thinking, what the fuck is Ishtar? And Ishtar was a movie starring, I think it was Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Made no fucking money. It was not funny. It was horrible. It was a remake of
At the time, it was the most famous flop ever. Like, they spent a gazillion dollars on it, and it made nothing.
Yes.
And that was it. It was a big, giant money making, tons of press.
I mean, listen, I'm trying to put myself in Ned Beatty's shoes. You don't know what you're looking at.
you give it to the person with you. She tries to help you out. What do you want him to do? He was given the wrong shit. There's everybody in the world staring at you. There's lights. It's bright. It's noisy. You don't know what to fucking do. This consummate
guy. Well, this guy says that although I kind of said the same thing earlier. Now I'm shitting on this guy for what I kind of said earlier, that Warren Beatty just got confused.
Right.
And instead of saying, wait a second, this says Emma Stone on it. Hold on a second, guys. I think I have the wrong card
the wrong
here.
Fucking one.
He sputtered and splattered, looked over at Faye Dunaway, who was no help.
She didn't think. She just grabbed it, right? And yelled out.
This guy says he panicked, he froze. He froze, and then he did the one thing no one should ever do.
Yes.
He asked Faye Dunaway for help.
You're an asshole, Cuntsman.
Don't ever ask Faye Dunaway for help, because given her reputation in Tinseltown, she's going to offer it anyway. In this case, she did just the opposite of Beatty. Where he froze, she threw Stanislavski under the bus and just babbled.
This Stuntsman guy, you're throwing these guys under the bus.
Look at these references.
Jeez.
Too.
Hey, Mr. Stutzman, or Kuntsman.
Kuntsman. Jeez. Kuntsman.
We're all very impressed with your vocabulary and
look at him blaming.
Your fancy little acting references.
Blaming poor. I mean, I kind of agree, but ultimately the actor shouldn't have to think that one through. The PricewaterhouseCoopers
right. I mean,
partners are in the wings, and that should be what they have to worry about. He shouldn't have to worry about that
shit. If you have to hire them, PwC, to do this because it's important and you need it done right, well, they fucked it up.
This isn't like Steve Harvey, who just read the wrong name.
Oh, yeah. Even that, you know, fuck. I don't know. I love it, though, but it really was great. I think that's a new show we need to start. We need to explore the concept of the new Oscars.
What, shattering the egos of the asshole that didn't win?
You give the rich white people everything they want, and then on national television, when everyone's watching, you take it away from them. And give it to black people.
It doesn't even need to be that big, because look at Trump. Who's the most privileged human on the fucking planet?
Yeah.
And who whines more? Who uses the word unfair more? It's not very unfair. It's very unfair.
The media. Yeah.
You're being unfair to me.
Right.
So there you go. Those are your headlines. That's the big news over apparently at the Trump. Got the Drudge Report.
Oh, right.
The Trump Report.
Well, they got it right, at least the Oscars. You didn't give it all to white people this year. Wasn't last year Oscars so white?
Right. And of course, they decided to change up the voting and stuff like that a little bit and try to get some younger people involved, because it was probably a bunch of old white people, just like everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And now some... changed the whole thing. And they also expanded, which I'm not necessarily thrilled about, but they expanded the number.
Gone with the Wind is 1939. Twitter is
damn.
Twitter is telling us. Thank you, David Nevin.
But they, I forgot what I was talking about. Sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt. That guy just said the right year for Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
Fact check.
David Nevin, by the way.
We'd like to be fact checked. Unlike our president.
Oh, yeah.
What about David Niven, the actor?
Yeah, he tweeted us.
He's back.
He
from
tweeted
the grave.
Us. David, I'm reading it right here.
Did he tweet us from the grave?
David Niven.
He was, Niven.
How
was the actor. N-I-V-E-N was the actor. Tweet us during
this
the show.
Is E. Okay.
At crab diving, one word, crabdiving.
Right.
I don't remember what I was talking about, but we can see what's going on. Oh, my God, I just saw a headline.
The Drudge.
We haven't heard from this guy in a wee little bit.
Yay.
Who is
this fuckhead?
Very disappointed. Usually we hear from him on a lot of times on Faithless Friday, but there hasn't been that much on. And I think maybe they caught on. This is Pat Robertson from the 700 Club. I think maybe they caught on to the emails. Do you remember... We started noticing a trend in some of the Ask Pat sections where they were asking him these emails, and I don't know, some of them seemed a little trolly, like it might be a non-believer.
They were
really,
bullshit.
Really well disguising a question to make Pat look like an asshole. Either that or we're just fucking doomed because some of the questions then, if these are from real people, then we are just fucking doomed. Because if you've got an issue in your family sometimes and the first person you go to is Pat fucking Robertson to ask for advice.
You're nuts.
Terrifying. How much should you beat the black people that are working at your diamond mine?
How much should you beat them?
The things you should ask.
Is that what he's asking?
Those are his expertise. Here's Pat Robertson.
Plenty.
He's worried about the president, Ryan.
Okay.
All right. This viewer says my father is
here. Here's an email question.
Oh, okay.
That this is not Terry Musin.
Right. Sad.
All right. This viewer says my father is in a satanic cult. My son and I recently became Christians after seeing the power that this cult had. The cult has put curses on my son and I, and the spirits have attempted to attack us. Can the spirits hurt us if we are both Christians?
What chapter of Harry Potter is this from?
Yes.
What Lord of the Rings book?
They can hurt you, for sure.
Yeah, well, they're casting their magic spells, but we threw up our +7 Jesus shield. So I'm just making sure that, Jesus has enough levels to defeat the evil demons, right?
You got a +7 Jesus shield?
Good God.
I'll trade you that for an invisible cape.
Where's my 12-sided die?
A cloak. Is there anything in D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes. Any spells there that you can... I don't even know. You get a spell? How do you get a spell? You buy one?
You learn them. You can find them. You can buy them.
Okay. Now, are there any spells that you can learn, find, or buy that are stronger than the power of Jesus fucking Christ?
Well, I never saw Jesus throw a fireball. Or cast a really cool giant spider web to catch monsters in.
Come on, nut up, you pussy!
He walked on water, brought back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
But they got that one.
Fancy.
They've got that one.
You can walk on water all fucking day, stupid.
So I'm going to say no.
Lightning bolts from your fingers.
I never saw Jesus do that. Here's Seminary Club.
Attack us? Can the spirits hurt us if we are both Christians?
Oh, the Bible says a curse causeless cannot lie. And so,
what the fuck does that mean?
A curse causeless cannot lie. So a curse without a cause.
Yes.
Cannot lie? Cannot
what in the fuck
do they
that
mean
name?
Like land? Does it mean like if you don't deserve your curse, it won't hit you? In other words,
right,
your +7 Jesus shield will knock that shit right out of the sky.
A curse without a cause. Good job, Jesus Christ.
Maybe. Don't ask me.
Translating Pat.
Translating the new King James version. Translated from Jesus. Latin, translated from Aramaic or Greek or some shit.
It's the word of God, dummy.
Oh, absolutely.
Cannot lie. And some, that can't rest on you. Some demon power, they try to curse you, but in the name of Jesus, you take it back. And I read that a bunch of witches has gotten together to put a curse on Trump.
We talked about that. Remember, there's a bunch of spells going around the internet?
Oh, yes.
I think the Christians need to be praying for him to defend him, but at the same time, send those curses back where they came from. So you just resist it in the name of Jesus.
You better get out to the White Tower, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
With your walking stick. You shall not pass!
Is he trying to tell me that the world of God, the Bible world, is as cool and as fucking awesome as Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, if it was.
Yeah. Although, if LOR existed, I don't know that it would be awesome.
No, orcs aren't really fun.
The only place I would have any interest in...
Hobbiton. Sit around...
The Shire. That's it.
Smoke weed all day. And
maybe
eat.
That elven shit. But they live in the trees and you can fall. That sucks.
They have railings.
Do they?
No, I don't think so. Maybe not.
So you just resist it in the name of Jesus. I will not receive it. I will not receive it, and I command you, Satan, loose me. And I'm, here's what you say.
Loose me. Loose me, Satan.
Use these words.
I've, oh, wait, here we go. Get ready, everybody. Get your pencils ready.
Yes.
Get your phone ready.
Right.
To take notes here.
Who do we call? Ghostbusters?
Here is the spell. Okay. You're going to need. You're going to need frog's balls.
Is he really
and
giving
cheap
us
taint.
Ingredients for a spell?
Well, he's going to give you the magic words.
Here's what you say. Use these words. I bind you, Satan, and the forces of evil. I bind you and the forces of evil. And watch what happens. In Jesus' name, I made it.
You know what's going to happen? The demons are not going to get you because they don't exist.
I bind you. Yeah, that's right.
I've been protected, Pat. Thank you. I've been protected for 30 years now since I bound those demons.
Oh, by the way, David, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. But listen, man, this is, do you know that part in Harry Potter where Emma, what's her face?
Emma Watson
is making up all these spells and she's going through words to try to make shit happen. Is this the same shit? Like, if I don't, I rebuke you, Satan. I bind you in the name of.
You got to do an Expelliarmus to counter their patroness.
Do they have to be in the same order?
He said, say these words.
But they're in English.
I don't know where he got them from.
They got them from the Bible. Wouldn't they be in the original Aramaic? Wouldn't they be in Aramaic?
Well, I guess so. But I guess demons learned English.
Oh, damn.
Jesus' name, I made it. Okay.
That thing with the witches was Friday night at midnight. And I know that all the believers that were on Facebook were.
Oh, I felt a disturbance in the force. I felt my nether regions twitching at midnight when all the Satanists were praying.
Oh, my God.
I know that all the believers that were on Facebook were canceling out those, curses from the witches and
Oh my God!
I missed the magic battle midnight
on Facebook.
What?
What the fuck?
I might have been passed out on the sofa at midnight, and I missed apparently massive battle for our future.
Massive
that took place.
Let me ask you something. Does the spirit world and the magic world exist on Facebook?
It's everywhere, I guess. Damn.
Dang, that's crazy. How pussy.
All the believers,
I mean, honestly.
The believers were countering the demon spells midnight. How?
On the good old days.
This is 2017.
You would go to somebody's house and throw chicken bones at their door light a, I don't know, and spray blood everywhere. Now you just...
Throw them in
a
pond. Throw them in a pond. See if they're a witch.
Yeah. Now you can just do it on Facebook.
Get Mike Pence to put on a pilgrim hat. Oh, God. Stand there and judge.
I thought you said
curses for the witches and just pleading the blood of Jesus. And I mean, there were probably millions of Christians praying for him.
Send them back where they came from. Send the curse back.
Send it back
to those witches.
Amen.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't know it was It was a mirror type of a shield spell, not just an absorbing magic shield spell. It actually sends it back to the witches. Yeah. That's apparently a different component to the spell.
Really? I don't mean to make this Faithless Friday because, God damn it, it's only fucking Monday. But...
Well, that's left over, maybe.
Right. Oh, is it? Okay. By the way, every Friday, Faithless Friday, we do stories about atheism and shit like that. If Jesus... is the only magic that exists, then why do you need to use Jesus magic to rebuke non-existent magic? I'm serious. Or like, why can't I just pray?
But there is magic. It's just not as powerful as Jesus magic.
It's bad magic?
Yeah, their magic is the biggest and baddest and bestest.
Oh my God.
Apparently they can't defeat the homos though, because...
Why is there bad magic?
Because the homo's got some powerful butt sex magic that they can't seem to defeat.
A gay spell.
They keep losing.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's not even homo magic. It's kind human magic. Right. Kindness magic they're losing out to.
Why does bad magic happen to good people?
I don't know.
I rebuke thee.
I know. It's
I bind thee. What? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. What is it?
Do you need to write down the words again to the magic spell?
I mean, I want to know what to say. I bind thee, Satan.
Here's what you say. Use these words. I bind you, Satan, and the forces of evil. I bind you and the forces of evil. And watch what happens. In Jesus' name, I made it. Okay.
Don't forget that. Don't.
When is that?
I bind you,
Satan
and the forces of evil in Jesus' name. Don't forget that one.
I bind thee, Satan.
You don't want to bind Satan in any schlub's name. Right. You don't want to, you know, pick.
Make sure you include the pips and the forces of evil. Don't forget those guys. Good Lord.
Oh, it's exhausting. It's just fucking exhausting.
Yeah, damn.
What else is going on?
So Donald Trump's going to get impeached, and then we're going to deal with Mike Pence, fucking T-Looney. Oh, God. It's going to be an extra helping of Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's way into Jesus. Does Mike Pence believe this? Does he say, like, hey, listen, I rebuke thee, I bind thee, Satan? Does he even do that now that he has a Secret Service? He doesn't need that anymore.
No, he's got real people to bind the demons,
right?
Shoot the fuck out of the demons. Oh my God. A candidate in the race for Louisiana House of Representatives.
Fuck you. Are they not allowing him to wear his Klan into the debate?
A picture of him from 15 years ago.
Fuck you.
Has surfaced.
Yes. Uh-oh. Is he burning a cross?
Where he apparently, as part of a Halloween costume.
Oh, shit.
Was dressed, he said, 15 years ago, my church held a fall festival where all the volunteers were told to dress as a famous person. Tiger Woods.
Oh, fuck off.
Was at the height of his popularity as a world champion, and that was who I was dressed as. Full jet black.
Oh, my God.
Black face. I mean, not even like brown face, like black face.
The thing is, man, you can go and for Halloween. And you can be like a famous person that does not share your race. For instance, in sixth grade, I was Michael Jackson. But I didn't do blackface because I'm not a loon. I just, you know, got the glove and the socks and the leather jacket and stuff. So was the only thing that made him Tiger Woods was a blackface, or did he got a golf club?
No, I don't know. I just have a close-up of it. The source who provided the photo to
what a dickhead
this conservative blog in Louisiana said it was taken when he was with members of the First Baptist Church.
Oh yeah, sure.
In Bossier, probably Bossier. Bossier County.
I bet it's Bossier.
Yeah, it's Louisiana, Bossier County.
At a church, though?
He used to be an associate pastor at that church, but was asked to leave. It doesn't say why he was asked to leave.
Can I ask something? Are you telling me an associate pastor at a church showed up for Halloween dressed as fucking Tiger Woods in blackface?
Oh, my God. He couldn't even find a baseball cap with a Nike swoop on it. He just he found a cap and took a piece of paper and cut a really shitty Nike swoop and taped it to the top of his golf cap.
What did he use for blackface?
Something black. Like I said, it's not. It has to be like his wife's mascara or something. It's not even. It's not even brown face. It's like it's black.
This guy's a preacher, like a spiritual leader.
And he was an associate pastor who was asked to leave. We don't have why. We don't know why though.
So people come to him and ask him questions about their lives and what to do and shit like that for advice. Guy's dressing up like Tiger Woods.
He says, this was 15 years ago. Shortly after the event, I was ordained into the church as a medical professional, ordained minister, and military officer. I live my life seeing only character.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I stand by that.
Now, dickhead, I would say your Halloween costume. What do you think he saw mostly in Tiger Woods? His athletic ability? Tiger's personality? Maybe
he said,
his race.
I am sad that my opponents have taken a good night at church and turned it into a negative.
You're in blackface, dick fuck.
Political mud. but I'm confident the voters of Bossier will not fall for their desperate attacks.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of confident in a way that maybe they won't give a shit. Are they going to give a shit that he's dressed as Tiger Woods in blackface? They might not care there. It might be a positive. They might see him and say, oh my God, look how even his blackface is.
He's not PC. I love him.
You're right. He's not PC at all. That's good. That's true.
It says there are four candidates in the race to replace the newly elected congressman in the Louisiana House of Representatives.
Suck my dick.
So one of their House reps got bumped up to Congress.
Oh, okay. Because
got, yeah, made the game. So now they've got a hole in the Louisiana legislature.
Oh,
and they've got to fill it with a guy who apparently could do a mean blackface.
Oh, yes.
Good God. There you go. Congratulations.
Oh, God. You know, my expectations for what he would look like
in
the blackface was,
by the way, in case you're wondering.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he really?
He's a Republican. I know.
Oh, God.
It's going to shock you.
In all seriousness, this is the GOP. They are all racist. They really are.
Well, no, I wouldn't say they're all racist.
Name some. I'm not kidding.
But it's not a deal breaker.
So
again,
which makes them racist.
Well, you know,
yes,
or enablers.
It does.
Racist enablers.
I mean, you can almost say, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a deal breaker. Right. I don't understand how you don't come out and vote against Trump.
I think there are people like the Rust Belty white people who are pure self-interest. They see their jobs going away.
Yeah.
Trump tells them, I'm going to put your coal mine back to work. I'm going to put your steel mill back to work. I'm going to put all these industries back to work.
I'm sure a lot of Germans felt the same way, too. You know what I mean? I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
That's how racism works.
It's exactly how, there
people
were,
like us are
there
fine
people
with
who
it.
Thought, well, yeah, you know, it's just the Jews. He's, you know, but look at all the jobs we're creating. Look at look at the great outfits. Look at the great uniforms they're making.
The master race.
These
guys are all fucking racist, these GOP motherfuckers.
So Russia, we were talking about a little bit.
God.
The
guy went to all that trouble. He covered, it looked like his face was perfectly covered in that black, but he couldn't find a Nike hat.
Well, his priorities.
Priorities. It's more important to be black. Hey, if you're going to be Tiger Woods, make sure you nail the black thing.
Right.
Do I need a golf club? No!
Much darker than Tiger Woods, too, by the way. I mean, Tiger Woods is a normal African American.
Right.
Isn't he half Asian? I mean, he's. And this guy was just like, I mean, like take a black Sharpie and run it all over your face. That's the color he had, right? There was no brown there.
I think it's,
it was all
shoe
just
polish.
Black, right?
I literally think the guy probably put shoe polish on his big, stupid white fucking face.
I hope it didn't wear off for a while. That would be kind of funny.
Okay. That's how he gets cancer or something.
So Russia, our friends on the other side of the world, or
Nicked.
Certain people's friends,
yes.
Especially our friend in the White House,
right,
has for the first time reportedly acknowledged its military's involvement in cyber warfare.
No shit.
According to Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu,
holy fuck.
Kremlin's information warfare efforts have reportedly been significantly expanded.
Yes.
After the Cold War.
Well, you guys, I mean, not for nothing, I think you're doing a pretty good job, don't you think? I mean, you got this buffoon idiot elected president. I mean,
these information troops have been involved in going after NATO, one of their prime targets.
Jesus.
And it's believed that they have been involved in various, quote, intelligent, effective propaganda. So it's not breaking into, Trump says, they didn't break into our machines. They didn't hack our election. And nobody said they did.
Right.
But they did go on a massive misinformation, disinformation, false information, and then a little digging into some people's emails and then hand it over to WikiLeaks.
Right. And then maybe they blackmailed you, Donald.
And they may have gotten into the Republicans.
Sure.
But if they did, they didn't.
Or maybe we just don't
publish
know.
That shit. Well, right.
Maybe we don't know yet.
It was selective leaking. Regardless.
Are you telling me that Putin never came across a Marco Rubio email, like a link to a Flickr photo album of all those phone parties? Little Marco. You know, the problem with the phone parties is like it's really hard for him to wear those lifts.
Oh, that's right. Remember those? They caught him with those high heels on
you know
that
what's
one
funny?
Time.
Have you seen pictures of him in those phone at those phone parties?
Are there pictures of him?
Google
at the phone
Rubio at phone parties almost right now and look at it. I forgot to tell you. I was looking for like promo pictures for the show, and I was just thinking of GOP assholes, and I thought Marco Rubio. And I was like, oh, his phone parties. He's like dancing and shit. He's in a little outfit, a little gold outfit.
Well, I saw there's stuff of him from high school when he did some weird like Chippendale takeoff.
Oh,
tie on.
He wasn't in foam?
Like gold pants, but I don't remember because I think we have that on crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Don't forget also to buy your shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out.
No, you can see his face. His little head is bobbing up in the foam.
Oh, well, I didn't know there were foam party photos. Yes. Oh, no. There's one. There's,
right.
All right, I've seen this picture.
Yes.
There's one. It's a sea of heads.
Okay, perfect.
In a sea of foam.
Right.
And you can't see his face. You can only see, like, the side of his head.
Yeah, that's his ear, though.
And there's an arrow pointing to him, and it's like, well, that's obviously Marco. Right?
I believe that. You don't believe that? That looks like him, doesn't it?
But he admits he's gone to them. I mean, it's not like it's a big secret. No. I don't know that this picture that is all over the internet's the one that's all over the internet looks like a big gay foam party.
Oh, yeah.
He used to go to the big straight foam parties, allegedly.
Those exist?
Well,
big straight foam parties?
I guess so.
I didn't know.
But there are pictures of Rubio dancing shirtless with a bow tie on when he was in
he's a
high
Chippendale!
School. Some weird kind of Chippendale
I love
of thing.
It. He's a Chippendale dancer. He's gonna make America great again.
And where did he go, by the way?
Wasn't he's he standing
Trump
up? Now,
wasn't
right?
he standing up? No, just the opposite. He was standing up to Trump, right? He was maybe gonna vote thumbs down on Tillerson. He was maybe, but it was just all bluster. It was all bullshit.
I mean, it would kind of be. I mean, are we really gonna believe anybody in the GOP is gonna vote their conscience? I mean, it would be very odd to see someone stand up to an oil guy. You guys just don't do that. That would be weird.
How did we get talking about Rubio?
Phone parties? I don't know.
Russia, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were talking about who's got pictures of who doing what.
Right. So there you go. They admit that they have been out with, they call them information troops.
That's a wing of their military, right? Russia,
have cyber warfare.
Cyber. Well, shit, InfoWars, man. That's Alex Jones's thing. This is like his world exists.
So, I just saw this thing from Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, God.
Rush Limbaugh.
I'm sure he's got an opinion about the fucking Oscars.
Well, funny you should mention that.
Yes.
Here is Rush Limbaugh. Opining.
No. Is this sad, Rush? Take another Oxy.
Well, the first line is, well, Moonlight is about a gay black man.
Well, Moonlight is about a gay black man.
Pause it.
Yes.
Why are his lips smacking at the beginning of this clip? It's like he's eating something.
Well, he just sucked the essence out of a fetus.
Oh, okay.
Well, Moonlight is about a gay black man. Now, remember, Hollywood took it on the chin last year. Remember, everybody was jumping in their chili claiming that it...
What kind of expression is that?
I've heard took it on the chin.
Oh, yes.
I've never heard everybody was jumping in their chili.
What the fuck? Everybody was jumping in their chili. I don't know that chili. That exists.
It's a new one on me.
Remember, everybody was jumping in their chili, claiming that it was all white all night. All the nominees... And that the only roles for African-American...
They weren't claiming it was. One could observe that fact. Yeah. I know that, you know, observation and facts and science right. and stats and numbers and yes. shit aren't the strong points of the conservatives. But you could observe
yeah.
that last year, though there were some surely worthy performances...
Absolutely.
And...
Hollywood's racist
movies that it was a little white last
hey
year.
The Tonys are too, man. They're very white heavy
all night, all the nominees, and that the only roles for African Americans are drug addled criminals and gang leaders and so forth, or servants, and they're fed up with it, and then they're fed up with no nominations for anything. So Hollywood had to make it good last night, so they went the twofer. They had a movie about a gay black guy. So
it's a twofer, Ryan.
Oh, my God. Does anybody say gay like him?
Hollywood's making up for
the gay.
So they got a gay black guy. It's a twofer.
Please.
The twofer. They had a movie about a gay black guy. So what they did there, taking no chances whatsoever after the grief they got last year, they went for the twofer, two protected groups in one movie.
Not that it's an amazing movie.
Yes.
Of course, it couldn't be that.
Not the acting.
Not that there were some amazing performances.
Not the writing, not the directing.
Right, right. A coming-of-age story about a young gay black kid.
Right.
I wonder if they were afraid that Hollywood might be... Well, never mind. I'm not going to talk about potential.
But here,
God
I'm going to. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
I mean.
But I'm going to go there.
Hey, this is why Black Lives Matter, because this is a movie that happens to be about a black guy who's gay wins an award. Most of the time, a black guy that's gay does not win awards in this country. He's, in fact, put upon. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Now we get a movie that's diverse, it wins awards. He's got a shit on it by saying it because of it won because of race.
I wonder if they were.
Well, last time
what
he said
the only reason
Obamacare got passed was because Obama was black.
I forgot we did that story last week.
Yeah, Rush said that.
Yeah.
That you know, we're all pretty much. Got that stuff done because it was black.
This is fucking
black president.
He's like a drug addled criminal. Oh, yeah?
Gay black guy.
God.
We're afraid that Hollywood might be... Never mind. I'm not going to talk about... Potential.
Oh, you tease. Oh, how coquettish, Rush. How coquettish.
Never mind. I'm not going to talk about potential violence if one of the two didn't happen. But you, folks, this is great.
Potential violence?
Oh, yeah, those black people are going to rip that motherfucker up at the Oscars, I'm sure, right? Because they're all violent and mean.
God.
Who is going to get violent over the Oscars?
By the way,
seriously.
I heard the dude that had to relinquish the Oscar for La La Land was a good sport about it.
He said, if I have to do this, there's nobody I'd rather give it to than for this amazing movie.
Bam. That's better than winning an Oscar. Now you look nice.
He didn't Kanye it. This shit about going to Beyonce.
Right. Jeez.
God, what a spectacular asshole this guy is.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
God. This is Trumpistan.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is Trumpistan.
Totally.
Angry, bitter, and pissed off. Pissed off? Because a black movie won the Oscars. That's the only reason they can justify.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This movie winning all those awards.
It's reverse racism.
Is, well, yeah, they had to toss a bone to the black people.
It's affirmative
toss
action.
Toss a rib bone to the black people.
Yeah.
Barbecued rib.
Oh, yeah. Oh, or fried chicken.
God.
I told you I posted a story that I think it was it Blue Dot? Is that a website? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They did a roundup of all the menus that schools serve for in honor of Black History Month.
Oh, no.
They did a racist roundup of all their fucking... Listen, don't the fried chicken on the menu. That's don't do that. Just don't.
I mean, I can see like a collard greens, kind of a traditional Southern
nothing. How about nothing?
But you can't. Don't tell me they had watermelon.
They did. Some of them did. God. They had a menu that featured collard greens, watermelon, and fried chicken.
Oh, there you go.
No, Jesus.
I'm not going to talk about potential violence if one of the two didn't happen. But you, folk, this is great. What, it's a circus. Hollywood could not have scripted a more ironic ending. After lecturing us all night.
Oh, that's why he's butthurt. He's butthurt if you can find it underneath the folds. Yes. And his massive, saggy, pitted ass hasn't molded into his chair yet.
I bet there's truth to that. I bet his body kind of does conform to the chair that he sits in as he broadcasts from the EIB network.
Oh, yeah. It's like filling a baggie with Jell-O.
God, he's telling us that Hollywood is lecturing the country. He's on the radio by himself all day.
After lecturing us all night on who should be president.
Oh, okay. Was there political stuff during the Oscars?
Not have scripted a more ironic ending. After lecturing us all night on who should be president, after telling us all night how to run the country, after lecturing their number one fan base, Middle America, which is where the vast majority of people are, after impugning them, making fun of them and laughing at them by making fun of the things they believe, these geniuses couldn't even get their big moment done right. And that's the award for the best movie of the year.
Oh, so he's thrilled.
God, making fun of him. Mighty. What a dickhead. I mean, really. By the way, thank you, Celeste, at Embrace Madness. We had some clarification on a story. The blackface, well, it wasn't shoe polish. He actually used paint.
Oh, we have.
How the fuck do you use paint,
thanks
man?
Thanks for going and finding that out.
It had to be in a water-based paint, like watercolors. You can't put acrylic paint on your skin, man.
Well, I'm thinking somebody who's dressing up as Tiger Woods in full blackface ain't exactly putting together any four-stage rockets.
You think him
anytime
and his son,
soon?
Hey, boy, get in the car. We're going to Home Depot. Get a roller.
I'm going to be Tiger Woods.
Paint Daddy's face. He's going to be a golfer who's black.
I mean, seriously.
What the fuck?
He could have just changed hats and been any all-purpose black guy at the Halloween party.
That's how racist things are, though.
Sure.
I mean, a guy who's a preacher who's supposed to be an example for his flock. He doesn't think in his mind.
You took a beautiful night at church, he said.
It's not beautiful.
You got turned it into something nasty.
A lot of people might not think it's beautiful to go to a church where your preacher's running around in blackface, pretending to be Tiger Woods. It's not beautiful at all.
Donald Trump tweeted, I think it was Friday.
Yes.
Don't forget, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Thanks for tweeting us. Live during the show, ladies and gentlemen, and others.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump. Tweeted
Shitler.
I'm trying to open it up here.
Oh, yeah. He's such a fucking loon too. I put a bunch of promos up today. I was looking for famous people that he hangs out with. I put a picture of him and Scott Baio up.
The talent.
Do you know who he's also friends with? Who's the person that was married to Miss Congeniality? The big racist. Jesse James. That guy that built motorcycles.
Oh, my God. Right, right.
Then he had
Sandra Bullock. He was married to. Right,
right, right. Yeah, he's friends with Jesse James. Whatever.
He tweeted out. Well, a couple things he tweeted. One thing he tweeted was that he's pissed at the media Quote, the media has not reported that the national debt in my first month went down by $12 billion versus a $200 billion increase in Obama's first month. That's not how it works.
He's not accurate.
Well, and he's riding the Obama wave. He's 30 days.
Right. And by the way, we haven't started paying for this fucking wall.
Right.
That's going to be expensive.
And he came out with his budget, another piece of his budget, where he wants to raise military spending by $54 billion. Dollars.
No Sesame Street, by the way. No PBS.
Oh, yeah.
No National Endowment for the Arts. We need more fucking tanks.
So on February the 25th, so 2 days ago, in the middle of the afternoon, Don was hanging out. Probably at Mar-a-Lago. He's been going every fucking weekend, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, dude.
He's already...
Why not? He's king.
...past the yearly leisure travel allotment of Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yes.
That they squealed over every time he went to the corner for a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
They would squeal about anything he did, the millions
Barack
of
Obama,
dollars.
Didn't he stop smoking? Because he smoked,
allegedly,
right?
Allegedly, yeah.
But he stopped.
Allegedly.
Yeah. How can you be president and not smoke weed?
Oh, God, I don't know. So he tweeted out, I will not be attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner this year.
Nah.
Please wish everyone well and have a great evening.
Okay.
Great. That's like the crazy, angry, homeless person on the corner
yes.
who kindly asks you for money. And when you say no, have a nice day.
Right.
That's the fuck you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what this is. Please wish everyone well. Have a great evening.
Have a great evening.
Now they're talking. Obama went to all eight.
Oh, okay.
Of his, by the way.
He went to every fucking dinner.
It's not unprecedented that they miss them occasionally.
You're trying to say
but,
not, it's unprecedented and not unprecedented.
Right.
Is
it's not unprecedented. But.
Oh, my God.
The only reason he's not going is because.
He didn't want to be shit on.
Of the butthurt of media. Yeah.
Dude, just be funnier than they are. This is frustrating, Donald, because.
Well, who's he going to get to write for him, though? We've already found out that. Conservatives just are not funny.
Bannon.
But they're not funny.
No, they're mean. Yeah. Get Dennis Miller. He's a dickhead. Dennis Miller will do it. He'll write you some funny jokes.
With references to 14th century
yeah.
Neoclassical.
Well, Dennis Miller's a fucking asshole conservative. He's the same ilk.
Yeah.
He probably didn't have a problem with Trump. Won't you write some jokes for him, dickhead?
Yeah, not funny anymore. But
no, not at all. How could he go to the dark side? He used to be good. I loved that Weekend Update when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and he was funny at that time too.
Now he sucks.
Even yeah, he got the conservative bug. It sucked the comedy out of him.
Yes,
not in a good way.
No.
For the first time, Donald tweeted, "The failing New York Times will take an ad." A bad one, in parentheses, to help save its failing reputation. Try reporting accurately and fairly. Record.
Yes.
Subscriptions, they're having.
Right.
FYI. Record subscriptions.
Yeah.
Same with CNN. Ratings are higher.
But they're
they
failing.
Have been. Right.
They're horrible.
Right,
they're not
right,
even reporting
right.
the truth.
Then he tweeted, Russia talk. Is all caps fake news put out by the Dems and played up by the media in order to mask the big election defeat and the illegal leaks.
But how does he say that? How can he say that no. and not piss off the FBI or the CIA?
Well, he already did, right?
Yeah, yeah. They hate him already.
And now, but the truth of that tweet is that the Russia talk is not the fake news put out by the Dems and
right.
played up by the media. To mask a big election defeat, A, there wasn't no big election defeat.
Right.
You lost the
yeah.
popular vote.
And you won by
Don.
The rules.
And the illegal leak. So, again, they're trying to paint that the far bigger scandal
yes.
is the leaks, is the fact that,
right.
that these leaks are happening. Shawnee Spicer over the weekend.
How's he doing?
I guess the story leaked.
Does he look more stressed when he's up there now?
I don't think he's going to survive.
I don't either. Who would want that fucking job?
As press secretary much longer, to be honest with you.
Fuck that.
I think he might not be... I think he may not be long for the job. Spicy... allegedly called a meeting of all his staff together and went going on this leak hunt of trying to find out who might be calling the press.
We're going on a leak.
Meanwhile, it appears to be like a colander.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. Like, who isn't leaking?
Yeah.
When you surround yourself with the all these different factions that loathe each other, when you scrape the bottom of the swamp and you get the most mercenary, self-interested assholes
is the White
on
House,
the planet.
Is the White House the cantina in Mos Eisley?
Yeah,
Mos Eisley Station.
Take out the friendly.
Right.
So he, Spicy got his people together. They say he's trying to crack down on leaks, increasing security measures, random phone checks.
Oh, that's
if
nice.
If you work for Spicy. What a wonderfully
warm
working environment, huh?
Yeah. Well, you ain't bend over. You can put a fucking flashlight up my asshole.
Overseen by White House attorneys. So you got fucking.
Oh, my God.
Scumbag lawyers standing over you they're looking through your phone.
They're just going through your phone?
Well, yeah, and how stupid
what
do they think these people are? Do they think they're just on their government-issued BlackBerry? They're just tweeting away or texting the WAPO?
I don't know.
They also said that if you're using... Sean Spicer allegedly explicitly warned staffers that using texting apps like Confide, which is an encrypted and screenshot protected messaging app that automatically deletes texts after they're sent.
Okay.
And Signal, another encrypted messaging system.
Signal.
He said he told the staff using those is a violation of the Presidential Records Act.
Oh, shit. That's right.
According to multiple sources in the room.
Oh, okay.
He gathered his staff together to go through their phones to say, we got to stop this leaking. And multiple sources in that room leaked the fact that he did that.
They hate
everybody
you.
Hates everybody.
Sean, all the people who work for you fucking hate you so fucking hard. I guarantee you.
There's no trust. How could you? I mean, there's no trust.
They hired assholes.
Anybody.
Racist. Racist, bigoted cunts. That's what the White House is filled with. It's not the best people.
Listen to this. Spicer, I'm reading from Politico. Spicer also warned the group of more problems if news of the phone checks and the meetings about the leaks were leaked to the media.
Oh, shit. There's going to be more problems.
And I'm reading the story from multiple sources.
Can you imagine?
So he told everybody there, nobody talked about Fight Club.
Right.
And they couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Dude, there's
and
gonna
talk
be,
about Fight Club.
Can you imagine the SNL skit with the phone checks?
More like Bitch Slap Club.
Oh, yes.
Sorry?
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a sketch. They're going to have a sketch about this on Saturday Night Live with the phone checks. It's going to be fucking hilarious. What a fucking ass clown.
The State Department's legal office issued a 4-page memo warning of dangers of leaks. That memo was immediately posted by the Washington Post.
Oh, yes. Is it funny? The memo?
It's just, you know.
It's just legalese bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Nobody in the Trump administration is reading a 4-page memo, Pat. I'm fucking sorry. How does Spicy have time? He's going through everybody's phone. He's saying, listen, don't use this app and don't use that app or you're going to fucking jail. Give me your phone. I'm going to check your phone. What about Obamacare?
Well, and was it...
What about Russia?
Was it the end of last week? You know, when Melissa McCarthy
Yes.
Played him.
Oh, yeah. It was brilliantly fucking
brilliant. A couple times on. And he was yelling at the reporters, like, you know, you got to grow up. You kids, you little kids. Do I got to use my dollies? Okay, I got to use my dollies. And he brings out the Barbie dolls to demonstrate.
Right.
It was either Thursday or Friday that he said, he talked to the reporters and was like, we're like big boys and girls. We're going to each take our own turn. We're going to each take our own turn like big boys and girls.
You're exactly who they're spoofing. Right. You are doing you are, these people are the best, the easiest targets for satire. I guess, but damn, they seem
unreal.
They seem like a spoof.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about Trump's, when did he do that whacked out press conference? Festivus.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
The Festivus moment.
Yeah.
How are they going to make fun of this on Saturday Night Live? They're going to play it. That's all you have to do is play the fucking thing. It's nuts.
Right. I was trying to find a drop here. Yeah, so...
kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists!
You know, if they were just in...
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists! Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists!
I talked over it partially. Thank you, Alex.
Alex Jones,
ringing in
a little love.
You fucking globalists. I don't even know what that means, man. What is a globalist?
You want one world order, one global government.
But for him, for Alex Jones, that means Jewish people, though, right?
I mean, global banking.
Oh, okay.
Is kind of a dog whistle for anti-Semitism.
Do these racists think that Jewish people are like globalists and they're all coming together to take over the planet?
Yeah, and they have been since they killed their Jesus.
Oh, my God. And that's who we've got in the fucking White House is banning?
When animals get pissed.
The old
it's back
poorly
baby.
Mixed shitty drop of When Animals Get Pissed.
Who did that voice? Was that excuse me, God, was that
when
James
animals get pissed?
That wasn't James Earl Jones.
That was me.
Oh yeah.
That
was good, man.
The
I love it.
Yeah, you're not gonna love this story.
It's about a fucking snake.
No, but it is from your favorite country in the world.
Yes.
Continent.
Yes.
With the most deadly creatures per square foot.
Show me Australia!
You are correct, sir.
Hello. What a dangerous place to fucking live. The snake doesn't bite you. A cassowary. A bird that has a talon on the end of its fucking foot that can slice you up from your dick all the way up to your throat. Right. Open you up like a bag.
Exactly.
A bag of meat.
It does a pre-autopsy for you.
Oh, yeah. Is that something rich people get?
A pre-autopsy?
Will you pre-autopsy me?
Right. I don't think so. A 10-year-old Australian boy.
G'day.
Matthew Mitchell.
Hello.
Was helping his dad.
Daddy.
Clear out the back shed.
Oh, shit.
At their home just north of Sydney. Not out in Walla Walla Bing Bang in the middle of nowhere.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Not out in the outback.
Did you ever watch Crocodile Hunter? It took place in Australia.
No, not really.
It doesn't matter. Where you live in Australia, these fucking brown snakes, when it's time to mate, they're going to get in your closet and they're going to
fuck. They fuck you?
No,
oh.
They're going to fuck and make little snakes.
Get raped by a snake in Australia.
Well, I mean, they're going to kill you. Who knows what they do after you're dead?
So this kid was helping his dad clear out the back shed.
Aye.
When he felt something in his shoe.
Oh, fuck this.
Reached down and got bitten on the finger.
Hello?
Something clawed onto me. All the legs, everything grabbed around my finger. I couldn't get it off. A big old funnel web spider.
Oh, God damn it. What?
Now, his family apparently knows what's going on.
Funnel web.
Because they are credited with saving his life.
Oh,
the funnel web spider is one of the most venomous little bastards down there.
I only know about funnel cakes.
The family used his shirt as a compression bandage.
All right.
Wrapped it around his upper arm.
Okay.
As like a kind of a tourniquet kind of thing.
Right.
To slow the venom spread.
Now, shit.
To keep it from spreading.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. On the way, he went into convulsions.
Okay.
And after a Australian record of 12 vials of anti-venom.
Right.
It took to bring him back.
Damn.
That's
12 vials.
A record 12 vials. Even adults have been bitten and not taken 12 vials to
that's
bring them back.
That's weird, though. Like, they need 12. They're like, okay, he's going to live. We don't need 13.
I don't know exactly how they work.
How does it work? I guess it's like, is it harmful to your system? I mean,
the anti-venom?
I mean, it probably is, right? It probably taxes your system, but you need it because of the poison.
Well, they're based on the venom because they found the spider and they caught it and they're going to sentence it to a life of milking.
Yeah, yeah.
they're gonna milk it to use it to help make more anti-venom, I guess.
Hey, Kate, can you send a note over to Pat Robertson and ask him what hoogity boogity I'm supposed to use to rebuke the funnel cake spider?
The spider was caught, taken to the Australian Reptile Park, where it will be milked as part of their program to develop the anti-venom.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you didn't flush it down the fucking toilet.
The general manager over there said that this kid is as lucky as they get.
How do they milk it? They got little nipples?
No, the fangs. You put the fangs on them. It says Australia is home to a startling number of the world's deadliest creatures.
Wow, what a ridiculous understatement.
Snakes, spiders, jellyfish, and octopuses.
The box jellyfish will kill you in 30 fucking seconds if it even touches your body.
You said box.
Yes. box.
Is that what they threw at Kim Jong-nam in the...
Oh, yeah.
They throw a box jellyfish on his face?
They rub box jellyfishes all over his big fucking face.
Actually, it was VX gas, we found out. VX nerve agent, we found out.
God.
Still trying to figure out how the women that spread it on his face were not affected.
I don't know.
One theory was that it uses two components.
Oh, yeah,
that you have to mix at the end. But then whoever goes second is the one would get it on her hands.
Like I don't know.
I'll be like, I'll go first. Rub it on his face.
I don't fucking know.
Who knows what's going on? Maybe they sprayed it. Maybe they, who knows what?
Yeah, yeah. He's dead.
The funnel web spider is a particularly feared one.
Wait. I'm sorry. Kim Jong-nam died from that, right?
20 minutes later.
Okay. Shit.
Since the anti-venom was developed in the 1980s, apparently they keep that shit on hand down in Australian emergency rooms. Nobody's died since the 80s.
Except this guy almost died.
Close. In December, a 5-year-old girl was rushed to hospital.
Hospital?
With a swollen leg after she got bitten.
God damn. These British people are so cruel. You know what? You know what? We're going to take all our prisoners. We're going to drop them on a rock in the middle of fucking nowhere. Well, there's nothing living on there but evil fucking animals.
And some brown people.
Right.
Who they could then subjugate themselves.
Why do white people do that every time they go somewhere? Why do they do that?
They were assholes.
The fuck?
So there you go. One of our animal gets pissed. When animals get pissed segments. We haven't had one of those in a while. We also had a couple I just sent them to Ryan.
Oh, I love
personally
those.
A couple of shark attacks.
No, you sent me two snake
things. Shark almost attack and snakes.
Oh God, yeah.
One is there's an abandoned what in Florida on the Florida Keys, a army base or something like that, or naval base, or
I believe it's a glory hole.
There was an abandoned something.
Yeah, I don't remember
on the Florida Keys, but they went and found 4 giant pythons.
Oh God, damn it.
There.
Why? Why were they there?
One was 11, or no, six. That one was 16 feet long.
Shitting your pants. Could you imagine? You
and then another one was in Florida.
Dryer?
Yeah, another one was in Florida where some dude noticed his friend's or his roommate's car had a snake in it, and it turned out to be an 11-foot python.
I've noticed you've got 11-foot python in your glove compartment, Governor.
Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, and there are all these fucking pets that people have, and they just either they get too big, and they're like, I don't know, and they take it out to the woods, let it go.
What do they think would happen, though? You get these fucking pets, man.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Is that heaven for a python? You live in Africa. Where do pythons live? Africa, Asia?
Well, Burma for the Burmese true. Python.
Where is that?
In northern Africa.
Okay. Yeah, you know, so you're in northern Africa. You're dealing with lions, crocodiles, other, you know, huge fucking predators, rhinoceroses.
Burma's over.
Whatever it is in Burma.
Burma's in Asia, by
Who
the
cares?
Way.
Listen, now I sound like a Trumpolo. Who cares? But I will say this. Who cares? Because I have an iPhone in my pocket. If I need to know where Burma is, I'll just ask Siri. Burma, I don't need to know shit.
Burma is now Myanmar. Not a fun place to be.
Me and who?
Days. Myanmar, M-Y-A-N-M-A-R.
California.
It's right next to Thailand and Laos.
Ooh.
And snuggled right up against the lower ball sack of China.
Right. And so now we have Burmese pythons because some dickhead had to have it as a fucking pet.
Yeah.
That's so...
A lot of them.
Fucking... That makes me so mad, man. These pythons, though, they must love it when they come over here.
Maybe.
Dude.
I mean, they get let loose in the Everglades. They're probably like, holy shit, this is like home.
They're A-list. What?
Apex predator?
They can fuck up an alligator.
Yeah.
It's squeezing to death. They can even fuck up a redneck.
The former president of the United States, not the cool one.
Yeah.
But the former president of the United States.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
You may remember
and so are
him.
We.
Oh, yeah.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Did we start our show during the Bush administration?
No.
Okay.
No, good God, no.
That'd be a long time ago.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be 3 years in November.
Right.
I believe here at the network.
That's right.
And a year before that on Wrestling Network.
Yeah. The Wrestling Network. Not for nothing, man. Schindler's been great for this show.
Well, yeah, I mean, less material to look for.
No,
you
don't
have just
to.
Open up the headlines.
I Google Trump every day. I just Google Trump.
And
a bunch of people probably do, right?
Well, George W. Bush.
Fuck you.
Taking some time out. He's got a new group of paintings coming out.
Does he? He does not. Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not kidding. Like, and God, this guy's got some balls on him. Like Iraq war veterans, like wounded warriors.
Yeah. He's painting them or something? Well, that's nice, right? I mean, you get some recognition that the president paints a picture of you. Is it nice?
Here, after I lied you into the war over there that blew your left leg off, here, I'll do a nice little acrylic of you.
Yeah, the irony flew right over my fucking head. You're right. That's insane!
Right?
God damn it, listen. Okay. Instead of painting me all blown up from being in Iraq, which you lied me into.
It might have been nice to have not blown me up, sent me to Iraq for no reason.
But then I wouldn't have been painted. My likeness wouldn't have been captured by curious fucking George over here.
Oh, God. I think I'll keep my leg.
George Bush is getting his dick sucked because he came out and said he supports the free press. That, I don't know why. That is pissing me off today. That is, are you telling me all a Republican has to do to get a round of applause is just say something we all agree with?
Well, the bar's low.
Oh, my God.
The bar's fucking low these days.
You come out and say, hey, listen, I think black people are people. Oh, good job.
I personally have not committed a war crime in more than 10 years.
Woo!
What a great war and wonderful patriot.
It really
just like
is.
Fucking Kissinger.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of war criminals.
Right.
So, George Bush was sat down for a little chit-chat with Matt Lauer.
Oh, God.
Hard-hitting journalist.
Load. I'm sorry. I'm tired of him. Why is he still on TV? I gotta look at his face?
But he took a couple of indirect swipes.
Well, sorry, Matt. I mean, say I was tired of looking at your face. That's pretty mean.
Not Lauer. George Bush.
Oh, okay.
Took a couple of swipes at Schindler.
No shit.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy. That we need an independent media to hold people like me to account. I mean, power can be very addictive, and it can be corrosive. And it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere. One of the things I spent a lot of time doing was trying to convince a person like Vladimir Putin, for example, to accept the notion of an independent press.
Oh, my God.
Interesting, huh?
The fucking balls on this fucking guy.
Even invokes Putin.
To come out and say that we needed the media to call us out on our bullshit. The balls
now,
on him.
Now.
The balls on him.
All right.
He lied us into a war. Hey, George, you are right now, if Donald Trump went away today, you would still be the worst fucking president by fucking far.
Oh, he's thrilled. He's beaming.
Would be,
yeah, he's beaming. So now that Trump, he's like, oh yeah, my God, history is going to forget the fuck out of me.
No, they won't. You're the worst. He's the worst still. Don't you think? He lied us into a war.
Well, yeah, give Trump time.
Imagine if he didn't have any legs or something because of this fucking guy. What a dickhead.
He's out back in the world promoting a book of his paintings titled Portraits of Courage, a collection of stories, 66 portraits, and a 4-panel mural that he painted to honor military veterans. Quote, "I know each person I painted," he said. "I was thinking about their backgrounds, their service, their injuries, and their recovery."
God damn it, George. Why didn't you think about these people? Maybe you did, man. Maybe we don't know. Maybe he thought the Iraq war was right, and maybe he thought he was being truthful, and his cabal of shit, they were all lying. Why didn't he think about these people like that as people before he decided to send them into battle? I don't know.
Bush tells friends and family he found painting relaxing. He hopes it would inspire others to try new things. Along the way, he hired an art teacher to help him with technique and notably told her he wanted to discover his inner Rembrandt.
Oh, shit.
"It keeps me active," he says, "so I'm not on the couch chewing potato chips all the time."
Why don't you go build some houses for poor people like Jimmy fucking Carter?
Right.
I mean.
Painting houses for people.
He says it relaxes him. What do you think is, what I think is probably, I'm sure the painting, he enjoys it, it's fun, it's an outlet for him. But what probably really relaxes him is the fact that he's a rich white guy that never has to want for anything. That probably really relaxes him.
The Portraits of Courage paintings will be exhibited at the Presidential Library.
Full of coloring books. Where's his library? In Texas?
Where I assume it's in Texas. I have no idea where Bush Library. It's got to be in Texas,
right? Boy, Trump would never go to that shithole in Texas.
Proceeds from the book will go towards the George W. Bush Institute, a policy think tank that works on veterans and other issues.
Well, that's good. That's good. All that money can go there, but shit. I mean, you know,
Bush said, "People ask me, do you miss being president? The answer is not really, but I miss saluting people who have volunteered to wear the uniform." Oh, bleh.
And then you lied them into war. You lied to them. God, this is bizarre.
He did talk about, he was asked about Russia a little bit and about Trump's war on the press. He said, "I think we all need answers regarding an investigation into reported ties between Trump presidential campaign and the Russian government."
You know, George, you would be doing the same thing Donald would be doing in his situation right now. You'd be lying to people. You'd be leaning on the media, doing all this other bullshit.
He said, when asked if Trump's actions are healing or dividing the country.
Come on.
Bush said, "Well, he's only been in office for a month."
Says a rich white guy.
He says, you have to take the man for his word that he wants to unify the country.
Yes.
We'll see if he's able to do so. Yeah, he wants to unify the country under his dick.
Right.
All with tongues up.
You know why? You know, right. You know who can't give him a chance? Somebody waiting to see if they're going to get deported. They can't give Schindler a chance, really. I mean, you know. God, all this white privilege.
Bush's paintings are getting better.
Are they?
He's practicing. Yeah.
Well, good.
They're getting a little better. I mean, I could do.
Right. Hey, guess what? If Hitler had not have shot himself.
He could paint too.
And had he won, he would be the same thing. He would be doing the same thing. He'd be off painting somewhere.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know how much painting Hitler did in the later years.
Is this history? Is this how we see history in the West? These guys, their president. I mean, he did a shitty job. Am I out of my mind?
George Bush
was a horrible fucking president, right?
He lied us into a war.
And he left the country in shambles. A couple of wars. The auto industry. Yeah.
Didn't finish the job in Afghanistan and got us into Iraq for fuck all reasons, really.
Fuck all. He went after gay marriage, right? He wanted to make...
Not a fan, yeah.
Before 9/11, he was one of these guys that wanted to put a constitutional amendment protecting straight marriage.
Yes, I think so.
God. So now we have to... these tyrants that get out of office, and we have to listen to how they're, like, artistic now? Oh, fuck this.
Well, he's bored.
God.
Right?
Right.
He's a little bored.
Jeez.
I mean, after you're done... being president, right. Like, and like you said, if you're not going to...
Well, he's bored. Nobody wants him to do
anything.
If you're
not going to go cure diseases in Africa and then come back here and build houses
for the
poor.
Right.
Jimmy Carter cured a disease in Africa that some dick worm or something. I don't know. Some horrible
worm.
It wasn't a dick worm, but it was something horrible that killed people, I think.
Yes.
And by helping provide some kind of certain medicines and nettings and shit... Jimmy Carter was able to help eradicate it from areas.
Yeah, and it was his foundation, right? He had like a whole organization, and he was amazing. Right. I mean,
maybe George Bush is doing things quieter.
He's not.
Behind the scenes. Maybe there's some.
The thing with George Bush is we gave him the benefit of the doubt when he marched out his manservant, Colin Powell, to the UN and said, hey, there's nuclear weapons in Iraq. We better invade. And we said, believe Colin Powell, and we gave George Bush the benefit of the doubt. That's his benefit of the doubt. I don't think he's doing anything good. I think he's sitting around painting, playing with himself. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right, Kate?
Today, the last week, the president...
Hey.
Upset and butthurt about all of these protests against him. Apparently, they're all paid.
Jeez.
But they're working, by the way.
Who's got that much money?
Even Daryl Sparky Issa, it turns out, over the weekend was talking to, was it Bill Maher or something like that, where he said, we're going to have to call for an independent investigation.
Right.
Because he said, my good friend, Jeff Sessions.
Oh, God.
Did work on the campaign. So he really is going to need to recuse himself.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions is probably like, I am recusing myself.
Listen, Daryl, thanks for wanting to investigate something. I know it's a pain for you. It's no Benghazi.
Daryl barely won.
When he's
got
to be
elected. Yeah, he barely won. And that's what they're worried about. And there was, what's that guy from Alabama? Mo.
Hey, man.
So is he Mo horrendous?
Well, I said Alabama, didn't I?
Yeah. Then they've got one good legislator there that we've talked about before. She's awesome.
Oh, right. Mo Brooks.
Yes.
Representative Mo Brooks, representing the 5th District of Alabama. Was on some constituent call or something like that, or there's tape of him, regardless, saying, well, now I'm not so sure we're going to be able to repeal that Obamacare.
Oh, yeah?
And people are like, oh, What? And he's like, yeah, some of these representatives are losing their spines.
Oh, shit.
They're going back to these town halls, and we got to let them know they got to remain strong.
Oh, I see.
So, in other words, they're going back to these districts. He's like, they're in swing districts. He don't care. Motherfucking Brooks in the fifth of Alabama will never have to worry, probably. They've probably gerrymandered the fuck out of that. So that
he's in Alabama. He ain't going anywhere. He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
So he's like, well, the people in the swing districts are afraid.
We might
not be able to repeal Obamacare.
And meanwhile, he's a hero, right? Because he calls for it.
Oh, well, his constituents are like, what?
Yeah. What a piece of shit.
He said they may lack the courage to repeal Obamacare.
Well, don't they, with Obamacare, they lack the courage, right, to do it. And they also lack, like, an Obamacare to replace it with.
A plan.
Another plan. So they lack,
right.
They lack those two things.
Right.
That's all.
And it probably won't look really good to kick 16 million people off of their insurance.
Boom.
In one fell swoop.
Well, this dickhead doesn't care. He's white in Alabama.
Mo Brooks said protests taking place across the country made some members of Congress less eager to take down.
Oh, really?
In my opinion, he said, the massive obstructionist nature of the protests, particularly the disruption of town hall meetings, is having an effect on a good number of our more liberal, big government, weak-kneed, squishy-spined Republican senators and House members.
Roscoe Pickle Train!
Big government, weak-kneed, squishy-spined Republican senators and House members, he said.
A weak need. You, sir, a weak need.
In absence of a counterforce,
yeah,
the protests will likely be successful in preventing an outright repeal of Obamacare. So he's calling for counterforces.
He's trying to rally the rednecks?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, he wants people to come out and protest to get their health care removed. They're taken away. Damn, listen, Mo, if you're able to do that...
Well, and then he lied to him again. This is the problem with these idiots, is that they've been doing for the last 7 years, 8 years, is going back to the morons in their towns and saying, we're going to repeal it at tooth and nail. Root and branch. root and branch. We're going to repeal it. Everything. Ooh. I'm going to vote tomorrow. We got another vote tomorrow to repeal that motherfucker.
Benghazi!
And they knew they didn't have the votes. They did not have the numbers to actually override the president's ultimate veto. So they knew that every single fucking time that they tried to repeal Obamacare, that it would not work.
Is it the David and Goliath story? They're like trying to sell their fucking constituents. They're taking on the big, evil, giant Obama.
Yeah. Big government.
Boo.
Mo even said, there are enough liberal, big government Republicans to block our repeal efforts. If we had had the votes to repeal Obamacare, we probably would have done it the first week we were sworn in, way back around January 4th.
Fuck you.
That's almost 2 months ago. The very fact that we did not vote to repeal Obamacare back then is a very strong indicator there are not 218 Republicans in the House. Certainly not 51 votes in the Senate to repeal. So, but he doesn't care. This is one of the assholes who doesn't want to replace. He's right. Like, fuck it.
Rip he just wants to take it away.
Rip that fucker out. It's got black on it.
Hey.
Get it out of there.
Well, he's from Alabama. That's what his constituents are worried about. A lot of them.
And probably a lot of the ones that he was speaking to have their insurance because of Obamacare.
Yeah.
Even in Alabama, where they wouldn't expand the Medicaid.
Well, they're dumb as fuck. I don't know what to tell you.
Ugh. Big Trump fan, he says,
There's
still a small chance that the House and the Senate will repeal Obamacare, but for that to happen, Donald Trump has to take a very strong lead and twist enough arms.
With some nipples.
Give enough spines and steel. They need to get us to 218 votes.
Jeez.
We need to pass in the House of Representatives and 51 need in the Senate.
What is Donald supposed to do? He's besieged with the questions about Russia. Does this guy think Donald Trump's going to be able to govern with all the bullshit going on? Is that what this guy is calling for Trump? For leadership?
Yeah, he says there. You guys got to realize that Trump's got to do it. It's going to be hard. God, he's the key, damn. He says. I don't know what he'll do. He's never held public office before. You never know what a candidate will do if they have no voting track record. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully he'll keep his campaign promises, he says.
Oh, geez. Hopefully. So he's going to lock Hillary up. He's going to build a wall.
So this guy's getting ready to distance himself from Trump on the right. If he doesn't get his shit done.
Oh, my God.
There ain't no wall. Where's that wall he promised us? We were supposed to have giant Mexican launchers.
What the fuck does the right of Trump
look
like? Drop
a $5 bill in it, and you get to launch a Mexican across the wall.
That's what it looks like. No, you're right. That's what a Trump, or to the right of Trump candidate would look like. It literally, they would have to say, we are going to put catapults on the southern border and put brown people in them and send them back to the other side of the fucking equator. What do you think about that?
Perfect. Oh, shit. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Same bat time, same bat channel. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at crabdiving.com. Leave us a good review if you're so kind. And don't
thumbs
forget,
us up.
Buy some shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle, a little taste.
Yes.
Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or go to his website for his full schedule.
Oh, shit.
RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile!
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.